What does Mario use to talk to Booze? A Luigi board. Welcome to Weekly News Desk for the week of December 17th, 2016. I am Simon Ebo, who's too close to his mic, and I'm joined by...
Andrew Dupe, who's now self-conscious about how close he is to his mic.
Don't worry about it. It's just because of how my voice is. I can't get too close to a mic before it just bottoms things out.
Explodes.
Well, here we are again.
Hello.
A day later than usual, but not like 9 o'clock or whatever the fuck it was last week.
Nine.
That's why you were... I thought you were doing the Hitler and whatever movie that was.
No, I was just stuck.
I think mine makes you sound better.
Yes. I was trying to be Hitler and not...
Well, you're just doing that. It's a common joke.
Yeah.
From that movie that I...
Have you seen that movie?
No. It's Downfall. I haven't seen that movie.
It's a good movie. All written in German, all subtitled. And it's pretty interesting.
You seen that movie?
Yes. I have.
Wow. I'm surprised you watch a subtitle movie, even if it is World War II.
I watch lots of subtitle movies.
Do you really?
Yeah.
I don't know why that seems surprising to me.
I don't know.
Okay. Well, so here we are again, still in December. Still doing our best of the year, with probably our longest one this week. It's longer than video games. Plus, we have honorable mentions, which we did not do.
That's true.
For video games.
Which we probably could have done.
We could have done. But we
probably could have done this for comics, too. We probably could have used it.
We definitely could have used this for comics of things we can't really write because we didn't read them.
Yeah.
Anyway, so let's do actual nominations of movies we saw first. We read this list, yeah?
Yeah.
We're talking about the honorable mentions after we rank them.
Right.
So, for our nominations for movies we saw, we have Deadpool, Zootopia, Captain America, Civil War, Warcraft, Star Trek Beyond, Star Wars, Rogue One, Doctor Strange, Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them, Secret Life of Pets, for some reason, Kubo and the Two Strings, Independence Day Resurgence, for some reason, Magnificent Seven, Keanu, for some reason, and Swiss Army Man, for a reason.
Swiss Army Man was so good.
I'm sure it was, according to you. I mean, I'm sure it was for what it was, because it was supposed to be a weird what-the-fuck movie.
Yeah. But it was so good. It was the best weird movie.
Yeah, that's fun. That was Elijah Wood, right? As the Swiss Army Man?
No, who was the other one? The look-alike. They need to fight. The two of them. They always get mixed up with each other. I know who it is. I'm just watching your wheel spin for once.
Because this was a common thing.
Yeah.
They see it all the time, but I can't.
Daniel Radcliffe.
Right. Yes, it's a common thing. They get it all the time. So I was just thinking, because if it was, he was also in Dirk Gently this year, and that's two what-the-fuck things in 1 year.
Elijah Wood had that other one, too, where he's got the imaginary friend.
Oh, the dog.
Yeah. That one was
good. That show has been on. That's a show, and it's been going on for a couple of years, right?
Yeah.
Never watched it, but it did look kind of good.
Yeah, it's good.
All right, so, Andrew, what are we kind of top five? I mean, come on. Independence Day is not in your top five. Neither is Secret Life of Pets.
Yeah.
And I doubt Swiss Army Man's in your top five. Nor is Keanu.
Top 10.
Oh, this is top 10?
Yeah. Swiss Army Man.
6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. And you have to cut out four before we rank?
Or there's a couple ties. We can still do top five. I think it's going to be hard.
Not for me.
Okay, well.
I just named four things
Let's just start here,
I think.
Number one, Rogue One. We'll get that right out of the way. This is the Star Wars movie I've wanted since I've seen the original trilogy.
Because it's war.
Because it's war.
Which you don't and really it's good. See in the main, in any of the main. I mean, I guess a little bit in two, or is it three that you would finally see some clone war in the prequels?
I guess the end of two.
In the main six, seven now, you don't really see any actual war.
Yeah, the end of two.
Outside of a couple of dogfights.
Yeah.
Which are fairly small.
And even in three, you just see Kashyyyk.
Yeah. You don't really see much war. Much of the actual war.
But this is so good. The more important thing of what it was as a movie is what it did to the universe and how it brought. Yeah, it didn't really expand it too much. It mostly brought the expanded stuff in. Mm-hmm. And that was really good.
just makes me, every time I think of this movie, because, you know, all of these people except one are expendable, mostly because just one needs to get back with the plants. Which case, I suppose they could die afterwards.
Or at least beam them aboard the vessel.
Which I suppose they could die afterwards. It just reminds me of all of Kanan and Ezra. Ezra?
Yeah?
Yes.
Yeah.
In Rebels. Because I'm just like, why was there no mention of Jedi in the movies?
Yeah.
This does not bode well for, every time I think about it, I go, this really doesn't bode well for those two characters.
No. Same with Ahsoka.
They're with, well, she may or may not be dead.
Yeah, she's question marks right now.
Yeah. But yeah, I was like, there's no mention of them in the movies, which is weird, but obviously it's because the movies were made before the shows. But trying to tie them in afterwards would be weird.
Yeah.
It doesn't bode well for the Jedis.
The ghost is in Rogue One.
Really?
Yeah, and I'm only saying that because it's also in the trailer.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it's in the teaser where you see a shot of the Rebel fleet from behind. You can see it in the bottom left.
Yeah, I heard there's quite a few like little Easter egg shout-out things to people who know them. But not so bad that they're... You know, sometimes they do Easter eggs and things and it's just like takes you out of the movie. They're really badly done.
Yeah.
They're really obvious.
Yeah.
I hear they do it well in this movie. I haven't actually watched it yet.
They were good Easter eggs that like actually exist in universe.
Did you know that Hot Wheels has diecast Star Wars things, including the ghost?
Yeah.
And the First Order transporter thing?
They got some...
I saw them at the dollar store.
Yeah, they got some at the dollar store.
I was doing Christmas shopping and Eric needed to pick something up for cookies. Bags to put cookies in. And so we stopped there and I was like, huh, that's the ghost. Diecast.
Yeah.
And the TIE Fighter. Huh.
They're not really great, though. I used to collect the good Hot ones Wheels. Back in the day.
Hot Wheels diecast isn't really that great. It's just cheap.
So this movie is great. Rogue number one.
Obviously is number one.
Number two, Doctor Strange?
I don't know. This is a hard list. There's a lot to look at.
I'm pretty confident about Doctor Strange.
I don't know. Star Trek was pretty great. Star Trek Beyond was pretty fucking amazing.
Doctor Strange.
It's hard for me because I haven't seen that one either.
Oh, man.
Dude, I don't see movies.
Yeah,
remember last time we did this and you wanted to do that 10? And I was like, I'm going to have to do 5 because I've only seen 5 movies this year.
That's a fair point. Well, I'm going to go up and defend Doctor Strange.
I mean, I do hear... I did hear Doctor Strange was really great. And it was written by Cargill, which is bonus. C. Robert Cargill. He also wrote, I want to say Insidious were his. And he's a longtime friend slash guest on Night Attack Session SW show. That's why I know who he is.
Ah, gotcha. Yeah.
So is Rooker, actually. Michael Rooker. He's been on that show a couple times. It's weird.
He's Merle?
Yeah.
Nailed.
And he's also in Mallrats and a bunch of other things.
Yeah.
Michael Rooker's great. But not what we're talking about.
Yeah, Doctor Strange.
I'll give you Doctor Strange for number 2 as long as Star Trek's number 3.
Sure.
Because it's amazing.
I liked it. I liked it a lot.
Star Trek Beyond was the best, probably Star Trek movie ever.
Yeah.
I think it's better than, it's better than the old ones because the old ones were good for their time, but not really great.
Yeah.
But they're very good for their time. And the new ones have been good.
And I'll give it number 3 just for the ending, how they resolved the conflict. That alone. Hmm.
No, it was great.
Thank you, Star Trek.
That Idris Elba was great in it.
Yeah,
everyone was great in it. As was everybody else, yeah. That Jael and Jayla.
Mm-hmm.
Jayla was amazing. Favorite new character.
Simon Pegg is always amazing.
Simon Pegg is always amazing. Montgomery Scotty.
Yeah. Number 4. Oh, crap.
It's tough. We've got... Oh, we haven't even put Deadpool on yet.
Yeah, we'll put Deadpool number 4.
That's weird that we have 3 before we even got to Deadpool.
Yeah.
Because that was a fantastic movie.
Can we switch Deadpool and Star Trek?
I don't know, man. It's tough. That's really tough. That's really tough. God, this year is too good for movies.
Yeah.
Andrew. This is impossible.
Yeah.
Maybe we can tie them. Can we tie them?
Yep.
Okay, they're tied for 3rd. Somehow, both of them probably deserve higher than that, but it has been a great year.
Yeah.
Then we've got, Fantastic Beasts, Warcraft, which anybody who was a fan of Warcraft, I more than likely loved it. And even people who weren't, like Erica, enjoyed it. Caitlin, did she enjoy it?
Yeah, Caitlin liked it.
I think some of Tom liked it for what it was.
Yeah, it was a great high fantasy movie.
Yeah.
It was very, and there's very good. Not enough of those in this and modern age. And for
people who are already Warcraft fans.
Yeah.
It was fantastic.
It was the same with Star Wars, really. Like, if you're already a Star Wars fan, this movie's unreal.
But also good. Which is kind of the key thing that sometimes people can't do. Mm-hmm. It's like, either go too far to the general audience and the people who are already fans of the thing. I'm like, well, sure, it was just kind of basic. Or you go too far to the people already know this shit, and then new people come in going, I have no idea.
Yeah.
Which was a little bit in the beginning of Warcraft, when they just kind of like, yeah, so here's a thing, and then we're going to throw you in the story. Because it would take too long to explain everything. Okay.
So I'll tie those two at number four. Fantastic Beasts and Warcraft.
Okay, so what do we have left? Zootopia, Civil War.
Zootopia was good.
It was great.
Civil War was good. Kubo was good. Have you seen Kubo?
I have not. But I hear it's amazing, and it looks amazing.
Yeah. If anything, just for the looks.
Yeah, no. Aesthetically, the movie is crazy good. And then what else? So, you're not dashing through them anymore, so now I'm not sure which ones are off.
Oh, sorry.
This list is too big.
Which one? Which button was a strike through?
God. I don't know.
Option shift 5.
Max. Oops. So, we have Zootopia, Civil War, which, honestly, I don't think was... I mean, Civil War was a fine movie.
It was really good. It was one of my favorites, for sure.
Without Spider-Man and Giant Man, I don't think...
They really stole the movie there.
Yeah, they really did. I don't think the rest of it's really... I mean, it's good. It is better than the things that the DC did this year, though I enjoyed both Batman v Superman and Suicide Squad as well.
Yeah, same.
Just not as much. Those two movies were good.
They were passable fine movies.
Fine to good. Yeah. Not great.
I'll cut Independence Day and Secret Life of Pets.
You're damn right you will.
But Independence Day was exactly what I wanted from a sequel for Independence Day.
Yeah, for a sequel for Independence Day. Yeah, exactly.
It made me real happy.
Yeah, but not good movies.
I'll cut The Magnificent Seven, too.
I haven't seen that one either, but it hurts. I mean, it's got Ethan Hawke.
And Chris Pratt.
Chris Pratt, Denzel Washington, yeah. And Vincent D'Onofrio.
D'Onofrio, yeah.
It's an amazing cast, so. And obviously, as much as Keanu was fantastic for what it was.
Cut it.
It was a great movie. If you haven't seen it, guys, and you like Key and Peele.
Yeah.
Go see it.
And it's if a you long haven't Key and Peele sketch.
If you haven't seen it, go see it again. You can buy it from, I saw it at H&V or Cinema One last night. Or both.
Probably both.
Probably both.
Places where fine movies are sold.
So we have Zootopia, Civil War, Kubo, and Swiss Army Man.
I really don't want to cut Swiss Army Man. I really liked it.
Yep, it's a really top five. Is it really better than Kubo, Zootopia, Captain America, Civil War, or even on par with them?
I mean, objectively, no.
Just in your opinion.
Yeah.
This is why we can't do these, man. I wonder how long we've been doing this for.
I don't know. Well, I'll cut.
It's only been 15 minutes.
I'll cut Swiss Army Man.
It's still not as long as we did video games for.
Now we got Kubo, Zootopia, Civil War. That's a weird... Well, Civil War is weird in there.
Yeah. I mean, even Zootopia is weird. I mean, I guess Kubo and Zootopia are both animated, but they're very different.
Mm-hmm.
Feelings. Zootopia was great. I loved it.
Yeah, I didn't expect anything from that movie.
Yeah, it was. I rewatched it because
it was animals. Out. Yeah,
it was out. I think that's why Erica wanted to see it.
Had Peter Mansbridge.
Peter Mansbridge. I did see about that beforehand. That was something I was looking forward to. But that movie was very pleasantly surprising to me because it was better than expected.
Way better.
But I don't know if it beats Kubo.
Kubo is good.
It's tough, man.
Civil War is good. We can tie all three of them.
Can we? Can we really tie three?
Why not? This is our podcast.
This is true. There's no rules for top fives. Fuck it. They're all the fifth best movie of the year, which is actually the seventh.
All right, they're tied.
Oh, God. Yeah, man, this was a very good year for movies.
We didn't even get to watch all of them.
Yeah, even the not good movies, not great movies, were so good. So,
now, honorable mentions.
Honorable mentions. Do you want to read these ones?
Sure. 10 Cloverfield Lane, Moana, The Little Prince, Arrival, The Nice Guys, and La La Land.
10 Cloverfield Lane has, what's his name?
John Goodman.
John Goodman, who's amazing. And the girl's good actresses, but I can never remember her name. Is it Mary Elizabeth Winstead? Is that it? Is that who's in that movie? I think that's the girl who's in the movie. She's very popular. And it was directed by, oh, shit. That was actually John Goodman and the director of this movie is what made me most excited to see. Because I've never seen Cloverfield because I don't particularly care for found footage films.
Yeah, I usually don't either.
But,
Cloverfield's good, though.
It is Mary Elizabeth Winstead, by the way. I just looked it up. But I know these movies don't kind of require having seen the other one. There's another one, a third one, that's sort of in the same universe, but doesn't actually require seeing them. But the director was Dan Trachtenberg, who directed the Portal No Escape short film thing.
Oh, cool.
And J.J. Abrams are working on upcoming products, another sort of Portal thing. You know how J.J. Abrams is supposedly doing some Portal-y type thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, him and Dan Trachtenberg are supposed to be working on it together.
Neat.
Dan Trachtenberg, who is a podcaster and content creator, and that's fantastic. So I hope
and that Portal short is cool.
Mm-hmm. And Moana looks great. Has The Rock in it. The Rock sings.
Yeah, and it's supposed to be really
great. Has Alan Tudyk as a chicken. Yeah, I hear great things about it. Looks
musicals, good. Stylings of every award winner. Hamilton man.
Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Thank you.
I was just seeing if you could get there.
I was trying, but I was pretty hung up on Hamilton.
Little Prince. Which is, I hear about all the time, but I actually have no idea what it is.
Yeah, and I've been really excited for this movie, but...
Wasn't it a book?
Yeah, it was a book. I got it upstairs on the coffee table. The only reason I haven't watched it is because it's been such a mess with how it got released.
Yeah.
It was the one that was going to come out to theaters, and then they dropped the rights.
Oh.
Like,
it's the month before. Out there on the internet, like, legally on the internet.
Yeah, it's an American Netflix. I was waiting for Canadian Netflix, but it never came. Instead, it got released in Canada. Anyway, so now I can buy it from HMV. I saw it last week, and I'm like, God damn it. I really want to watch this. The world's making it hard.
And Arrival, which is your yearly high-brain sci-fi.
Yeah. Inky sci-fi.
It looked good. Amy Adams.
Yeah.
Is a very good actress. Other people in there are also good. She's Lois Lane. Who, in Batman v Superman, that whole thing, that desert thing that should have been cut out, was only to give her something to do in that movie.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Well, she did stuff at the end.
Yes, but for the rest of the movie, it was all about investigating what happened in the desert.
Yeah,
which should have just been cut out. The desert thing was dumb.
That was more of a Superman movie, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was plenty of Batman.
Yeah.
I think it did well, both of them. It just didn't do well as a movie together.
Right.
I don't think it was well made together. Anyway, we're not talking about that.
The Nice Guys looks good.
Nice Guys does look good, although I hear mixed reviews on it, but I don't know.
I like the two of them.
Russell Crowe
and the premise.
And Ryan Gosling.
Yeah, I like the trailers.
It's a great premise, a great
trailer. Well, you know, speaking of liking the trailers, the Rogue One trailer... I didn't like any of them. Like, really?
I mean, they were fine.
They didn't do a good job of conveying the message. And they were after
amazing trailers.
I watched the movie. I just hated the trailers more. They did such a bad job.
I mean, I think they were fine trailers. They just weren't amazing.
Yeah.
That's what I'd say.
They did a bad job.
And last on the honorable mentions, La La Land, which is for once, from what I hear, a movie that's all up in the actors are so, you know, usually these movies get more Oscar baity.
Oh yeah,
how they win, because you know everything that's won an Oscar is about how actors are on it, either you know unappreciated or something that.
Right.
This is actually apparently a good version of that kind of idea. Plus, it's a musical.
Yeah, Buzz is a musical,
and Tom Merritt likes it. So,
yeah, I want to watch it.
I also want to watch it.
And I could see any of these movies being contenders, absorbed into my brain.
And also, Assassin's Creed comes out next week,
right?
So that's an honorable mention because it's not out yet.
Yeah,
and it looks. I enjoy the look of the trailers.
In a recent interview, the director and some of the cast all said that it's a great movie.
Really?
Yeah.
They said it was a great movie before it came out. Before
it came out.
Huh. It's like they always do that.
I trust them. Their word.
I don't even know who directed that movie.
I'm either.
I know it has Fassbender, who is great.
Yeah.
Also, I was watching, we bought Mr. Robot. I was watching the first episode, and we put the DVD in, and it has like a Steve Jobs movie. Oh, is this Jobs? And then I see Michael Fassbender. I was like, oh, no, sorry. It's Steve Jobs.
Yeah.
The movie that came out the same year.
Yeah.
About Steve Jobs.
Very different movies, though.
Yes. It was just really funny. I had forgotten that there was Jobs with Ashton Kutcher and Steve Jobs with Fassbender.
Fassbender?
Yeah. I added that to you.
Bassbender. Bassbender.
Right. Let's all about that Bassbender?
All about that Bassbender.
All right, let's get into actual news. Let's see how long
that takes. Which there is not much.
22 minutes. Still less time than it took to see video games, I think. All right, let's go. I got one thing in the movies here. The Sirens of Gotham City. So, you know how we were hearing, obviously, the Harley Quinn, Margot Robbie's Harley Quinn was going to get a sort of a standalone movie, right?
Yep.
We have heard that David Ayer just directed, I believe he directed Suicide Squad, and her are going to do Gotham City Sirens, which is a fairly recent comic series. It was 2009, where it's Catwoman, Poison Ivy, and Harley Quinn sort of protecting each other, slash watching each other's backs while they do their, you know,
their things.
Subsequent crimes. Jesus, I can't say that word.
Subsequent?
Yeah, I couldn't say it. Anyway, so we don't know, however, if this is actually going to have Poison Ivy or Catwoman in it, or if they're just using the name.
But one can assume, well, I wouldn't say assume, we can hope.
We can hope, and hope that they're well cast, or at least well done.
I had heard that Megan Fox is in the runnings for Poison Ivy.
No, that's terrible. I mean, if you'd said Catwoman, I would have been like, less terrible.
Mm-hmm.
But that's bad. Either way, I don't particularly care for Megan Fox.
No.
It's mostly, I think, Transformers has just... And I don't think I've seen her in anything else.
She ruined Ninja Turtles.
Oh, right, Ninja Turtles. I haven't seen that yet either.
I think that's a pretty passable movie.
If they got a better April.
Yeah. She acts like a cardboard cutout. I wanted that to sound more insulting.
So, that's actually a pretty common thing you hear about it. I've seen it over the internet. So, we're hoping Paul Dini, who was a creator of the comic, will be involved in it. And Variety, here's the thing I want to talk about. Variety has reported that Geneva Robertson Dworit? Is working on it. But you know what she's written?
No.
The Tomb Raider movie that hasn't come out yet. Sherlock Holmes 3 that hasn't come out yet. And 5 other things that hasn't come out yet. Is what she's credited on IMDb for writing.
So she's a known quantity.
She's a totally known quantity.
In the future.
Yeah. So we have no idea. I looked her up on IMDb and it's all
IMDb?
It's all pre-production or post-production kind of things. Like nothing that has come out.
Interesting.
I'm like, ooh. I really kind of wish I could see something that she wrote. Mind you, if you remember, Sherlock Holmes 3 was the one with like 7 writers, so.
Yeah. Oh boy. Forgot about that. It takes a village?
Takes a village.
To write a movie.
And Margot Robbie's the executive producer on this movie, but that's what happens with stars nowadays.
Stars.
The stars of your movies and TV shows, they get executive producer credits, but they don't generally actually do
things.
Any executive producer. All right.
Télévision. Télé français.
Télé français.
Télé français.
Television.
Télé français.
So, one thing in television, and it's amazing. Everybody, right now, if you're able, pause this podcast, go to our show notes, click the YouTube link and TV. Maybe we'll delete that cast list, because I think...
Yeah, I'll delete it from when I post the notes. Yeah.
What did I just do? Okay, there it goes. I'm deleting a link now. The last link I used. So, we have... Was it last week or was it 2 weeks ago we talked about DuckTales?
It was last week.
Talked about that, but didn't have a big thing. Well, this week, they released a video of the cast singing the theme song.
Yeah.
Basically. And it was also the cast reveal.
Yeah. This is a brilliant reveal.
Good job, guys. And its order was brilliant. So this is what I say.
Brilliant reveal for a brilliant cast for a brilliant show.
Pause. Watch the video because we're going to tell you the cast now.
Yeah.
But watch the video first.
We'll wait.
Because that last one, how they revealed it.
Okay. Give it a pause. Pause now.
And we're back. All right. I'm going to do it in my order, not your order, because your order is backwards.
Oh, sorry.
Your order is like, almost people that matter first. First three, I would say, give you the people that matter the most.
Yeah.
Actors that matter the most.
Yours is like an inverted triangle, maybe? No, yours is kind of like an hourglass. And mine is an inverted triangle.
It's kind of like an hourglass. Anyway. All right, so we have Bobby Monahan as Louis. Bobby Monahan is from SNL. I recognized him. I had to look him up, but I recognized him as a funny person.
Yeah.
And he's great.
He's an SNL funny person.
We have Ben Schwartz as Dewey. Did I say Bobby Monahan was Louis? Bobby Monahan was Louis. And we have Ben Schwartz as Dewey. Ben Schwartz is John Ralphio on Parks and Rec. And a couple other things, but mostly to this podcast, he's John Ralphio.
He was half of the power team that did BB-8.
Oh, yeah. I forgot that he had...
I don't remember who the other half was.
I don't remember either.
But they were both funny. They were both funny men.
Now I need to know because I know it was big. It was BB-8 voice actor. If you can really... Bill Hader.
Bill Hader, yeah. Bill
Hader, yeah. I forgot that they did BB-8. And then we have, most importantly out of the kids, Danny Pudi as Huey.
From such fame as Community.
Community. He was Abed on Community, and he was in Winter Soldier. Captain America 2 Winter Soldier. More than I remember when I rewatched it with Erica on Netflix, I was like, oh man, he's not just in the background. Yeah. He gets up, answers the door. I thought he was just kind of sitting there. Nope. He speaks.
Yeah, that's funny. My headcanon, that's the same guy. That's still Abed.
Probably is.
He just got a job at S.H.I.E.L.D. or...
Yeah, I mean, he's just a computer guy.
Yeah.
Totally has the brain for it. And then we have Kate McCucci as Webby Vanderquack. Andrew looked up her name, and she has a last name.
Yeah. You're welcome,
Internet. The video just says Webby. Kate McCucci is great. She was on Big Bang Theory for a little while. She's Garfunkel and Oates. Yeah,
Garfunkel and Oates. I don't remember which one.
A couple other things. I think I've seen her do a little stand-up things here and there. I don't know. I've never actually watched Garfunkel and Oates.
That's good.
I should, because I like musical comedy.
Yeah.
Like Bo Burnham stuff, and like Dimitri Martin stuff, Flight of the Conchords.
She was on the Doctor Funny Show.
The Doctor Funny Show? Like it was about a doctor?
It was about doctors.
Like Big Bang Theory? Is that what you're talking about? Because they're all technically doctors. You mean medical doctors?
Medical doctors.
Medical Doctor Funny? Oh, Scrubs?
Yeah, that's it.
She was on Scrubs?
She was on Scrubs.
I don't remember that. It's been a long time since I've seen Scrubs. And I should rewatch it on Netflix, but they changed the music because they lost the rights, because that's how it used to work.
Like the music in the show?
Yeah.
Interesting.
It's like WKRP in Cincinnati, which was a radio station show, kind of like Frasier worked at a radio station, but WKRP was all about a radio station.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they couldn't release it on DVD for years because they didn't have the music rights. And then they tried to get them back, and eventually they just had to change a bunch of the music. Because you get... music rates for TV. You used to get music rates for TV for a certain amount of time, like you'd pay for 10 years or something. But that was before DVD was even big, before streaming was a thing in anybody's mind.
Yeah, it was like 100 years ago.
So eventually you lose the rights, so you can't then stream show with music you don't have the rights to, so you have to change it.
Interesting.
Which is a big deal on Scrubs, because the music was kind of an important factor.
But Scrubs. I didn't know that. And I've only been watching it in a post.
Oh, see, I don't think I'd remember it well enough for it to be a problem. But anyway, next on my list, we have Talks a la Gundoy. I'm going to say that name is straight out of Harry Potter. Yep. And she is Mrs. Beakley. I looked her up. I don't think I've seen her in anything.
No.
Although she was in like the last season of Castle, which I have not seen yet.
And she was in something else.
There was a couple of things that I recognized, but I was like, oh, I haven't seen it. Yeah. Nothing I've seen. But that name, though. By the way, Ola Gundoye is spelled Olagundoye. And Talks is Toks, if you want to look her up yourself. But seriously, that is a Harry Potter name. Like, beyond. And I'm not even a Harry Potter fan, and I'm saying that. Are you done IMDb-ing yet?
Yeah, I'm
trying to fill here. All right, as perhaps the most important character, Launchpad McQuack, we have Beck Bennett, who also is an SNL person, who I also haven't seen in anything. Apparently he does a well-known commercial series, but I don't watch traditional TV that often anymore. So I have not seen it. I don't know. He's an SNL, though, so he should be pretty good.
Yeah, I don't recognize him in anything either.
Yeah, but IMDb tells me he's from SNL, so that's good. I like most people on SNL, generally. Hello, Windows Defender. Go away, Windows Defender.
He was in an episode of Arrested Development.
Who wasn't?
Straight ball actor.
Oh, right, Straight Bait.
Straight Bait.
Right. Sorry. I do remember that thing, but I don't remember who, any of the people. Not and either. Now, last, both in reveal in the video and why this is an hourglass, because this is probably the most important cast, why you need to watch the video. So if you didn't watch the video before, this is when you have to watch the video before. Like, come on, do it. I'll give you a minute. Okay, you watch the video? Last, as Scrooge McDuck, they have David Tennant. That's right, the 10th Doctor, who is in fact Scottish.
Yep.
So it actually quite works well for Scrooge, who's Scottish.
Yeah.
It's great. It's amazing.
I'm hype.
I also am hype. And I just deleted a note off my phone that had the list.
Disney's smart.
Apparently they're getting good at casting animated shows.
They're getting good at everything.
Because the Star Wars Rebels is a great cast, too.
Yeah. It is.
Those are the only two shows I could point at. Oh, they did that Tron show for Disney XD a couple years ago. I think that one did have Elijah Wood as a voice. Maybe. I had somebody. It was somebody I knew as the voice. And it was like a really, really good show. I watched it. And then
what was it called? Yeah. Tribes. Tribes? Nope, Tribes? Tron.
Tribes Ascended.
Yeah, that's
the show.
I was stuck.
Tron Uprising. Of course it is. Tron Uprising, it had Elijah Wood as the main character, and it had Tisha Helfer, who is Cylon number 6, the blonde one, the Canadian one,
as
the voice of the grid,
yeah,
and had Bruce Boxleitner as the voice of Tron, who played Tron. It was great. Lance Henriksen was in it. It's a great cast. Tron Uprising, guys, go watch the 19 episodes that exist.
Thank you. It was at least on Netflix at some point. I don't know if it still is.
Tron Legacy was. I don't know if Uprising was.
I think Uprising was.
Anyway. That's great, and I'm looking forward to DuckTales. We still don't have a date for it, but you better believe I'll be watching that shit.
Yeah.
All right, Andrew. Hello. I just looked at this link, and it has... Look right in the middle of it, the big... Can you just... Don't say it out, but this is funny for us. The big... capitalized one.
Oh, yeah.
Last week we were talking about that?
Yeah.
Not in the podcast, though, but just...
For everyone else, it's MailChimp.
MailChimp RSS email campaign.
Yeah. That's a tracking tag.
Sure.
You work the UTM? Them. UTM underscore campaign equals, and then the string of characters? That's a tracking tag specifically generated for your email that goes back to a server so you can track opens, clicks.
Because... Gamerant sent me this email.
Yeah.
Because I think I signed up for a contest for them one time and now they send me emails. And it's okay because of news, video game news. So I scan if there's anything by the headline that looks good.
Also, MailChimp is a great platform. It's a direct competitor to my current company. Work.
You shouldn't be. Yeah.
But it is a fantastic platform for small, medium businesses, large businesses as well. But
we are not sponsored by MailChimp.
We're not sponsored by MailChimp. Please pay me money.
Andrew just wishes.
I do wish.
Actually, could you do that? Would your job have a problem if you were on a podcast being sponsored by a direct competitor?
Probably not.
All right. So this we'll just talk about quick. Fallout. Or Minecraft is getting a Fallout-themed DLC. So it's going to give you a couple skins and a whole lot of Wastelandy type stuff. And new enemies. Obviously, it'll be for everything but PC, obviously. PS3, PS4, PS Vita, Xbox 360, Xbox One, and Wii U.
Yeah.
So it turns the overworld into an invaded wasteland. Mutant schools and madmen are in there as monsters. They probably replace the monsters, just replacing their skins, effectively.
Pretty much.
And it supposedly includes 44 skins based on Fallout characters, including Vault Boy, Nick Valentine, Jangles the Moon Monkey. But and a whole lot more.
I love Jangles the Moon Monkey.
And you can do your EI, or EI UI, to get sort of more retro futuristic, like the Pip Boy looks in Fallout.
Yeah.
So it's cool.
Yeah, it's cool.
So this is a cool thing if you play Minecraft. Not
it's gonna
on
be $5.99.
Yes. Thanks for getting to the bottom of that article. That's way too long.
You're welcome.
Article is way too long.
And it's only not on PC because
most of the Fallout stuff is already on PC through personal made mods.
Yeah, we got personal made mods. It's the only way to get mods on the consoles and stuff.
Yeah,
the console is also a different version, technically.
Oh, it's all different. Yeah, I guess they would have to basically rebuild it.
Yeah, essentially they're the same.
Would be different,
like conceptually, but yeah, the architecture is different, which I think is also different from the Minecraft Windows
probably and I thing. Bet the one on the iPhone's even also different.
Yeah, that's even different, separate from this version. The Minecraft mobile. Oh. Minecraft Pocket.
Yeah, pocket. Speaking of iPhone, Andrew, let's move on to our next video game thing. Super Mario Run. That's a thing that is out and it is on my phone and I enjoy it.
It's okay.
It is a little expensive.
A little bit.
Mostly, I don't think $10 would be so bad, but it's $10 American.
Yeah.
So that's like
there's a little bit free.
Like $14. Yeah, you can get basically the first world for free, plus the rally where you challenge the ghosts of other people to get the most sort of point things. For you can do that unlimited, basically.
It also does require an internet connection.
Yes, it is always on, but most apps these days are always on. That's a fairly common thing. I don't think that's a big deal. I mean, I don't see why it has to be always on.
Anti-piracy.
But, I guess.
That's what they said.
I don't think it's that big a deal anymore in this day and age. All right. Let's move on to the last thing here. Comics.
Comic books.
And
comic books.
Books. So, first, as I click on my links, loud enough that you can hear it on the microphone, I'm sure. First, we have Vertigo makes things savage. Oh, we have asked. So Vertigo, which is a comic book company, is going to release Savage Things, which is a horror miniseries in March. And honestly, I was looking at this article and I was like, I mean, it's Vertigo, it's Vertigo, it's this thing nobody's really heard of, I don't really care about this. And then I read the blurb about what the comic's about, and I was like, I care about this.
Do tell.
So, 25 years ago, a secret government organization kidnapped children and trained them to be agents of chaos, designed to foment unrest and execute enemies of the state around the world. When these cold and unfeeling creations proved too difficult to control, the powers that be exterminated their kill squad with extreme prejudice. Too bad it didn't work. Now a rogue band of the worst monsters the world has ever known is cutting a swath of terror across the United States, threatening not just a disruption of the peace, but to expose the secrets their handlers never wanted to come to light. The only way to stop them is to call back the only man who ever walked away from them. His code is Abel, and he's not afraid of getting his hands bloody.
I just wanted to add here at the end, I did the definition of foment.
Oh.
It means it's a verb.
You looked that up fast.
Yeah. Instigate or stir up an undesirable or violent sentiment or course of action.
So,
or it also means to bathe a part of the body with warm or medicated lotions.
That's funny. That's a really strange two definitions.
I mean, I guess if you're going to instigate or stir up violent reactions, you might
have some part blood of your lotion
body that you're medicating.
Anyway, so
that's your word of the day, guys.
God, let's not do a word of the day.
What is our second
of the week?
Yeah.
Is that a second?
We did
it was another podcast.
Foist.
Right,
foist.
Foisted on our own petard.
Which is great, guys.
Yeah.
Petard. Did we do petard or did we do hoist?
No, we did petard. That was it.
Petard.
It was petard. Hoist anyway. So, basically, it's sort of spy thriller, but also horror because they're monster children. It sounds awesome. I actually kind of really look forward to it.
I mean, it's no six-gun gorilla.
No, I mean, it's no six-gun gorilla, but this sounds super cool. So it's going to be an 8-issue miniseries that kicks off March 1st to 2017. All right, next. I couldn't even come up with a good thing to write in the show notes for this because it mystified me so much.
Whoa.
DC makes some crazy team-ups. That's all I could write.
Yes.
Did you click any of these links, Andrew?
I just opened it. Oh, boy.
Right? So, Adam Strange and Future Quest. So, Johnny Quest and all them. And Adam Strange are teaming up. Yup.
I was just scrolling through this list.
So, this is their four annuals, which they often do with their Hanna-Barbera annual adventure things. But this time, they're throwing a bunch of people from the DC universe in. So somehow Adam Strange, who is a DC character, is getting thrown through dimensions, multiple dimensions of the Earth, and he lands in the dimension of the Earth that Future Quest takes place in, which is Johnny Quest and Haji and, you know, that old Hanna-Barbera show.
Yep.
And because they're annuals, they have a second mini story, and the backup feature is Top Cat breaking out of prison and stumbling right into the hands of Batman. Top Cat's a really weird, I mean, it's an anthropomorphic cat.
Mm-hmm.
And he's stumbling into the dimension of Batman.
That should strange. Be interesting.
Second most ridiculous is Booster Gold and the Flintstones. So Booster Gold, who was from the 25th century and can time travel, basically in this one, it's like, oh, there's some crazy alien race invading and he needs to figure out why. So he goes back way deep in the past and then meets the Flintstones.
It should be noted that on the cover here, they do not blend styles.
Nope, that is a Booster Gold style Fred Flintstone.
Yes.
And he looks wrong.
He looks jacked.
Yeah.
He's a superhero now.
And
it's far from the John Goodman portrayal.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and this, the backup story for that one is they put a new twist on the Jetsons, where it's, the Jetsons live in a world of robotics and gadgetry, but how does dying change when grandma's brain can be digitally imprinted onto a house cleaning robot?
Yep.
Creepy.
Interesting.
Very interesting. This next one sounds actually kind of cool. Green Lantern and Space Ghost. This is the one I would read.
Yeah.
So basically, Green Lantern and Space Ghost get trapped in a rift in time and have to... It's like Secret Wars, kind of. They battle a bunch of random enemies and also each other, but they lose the power ring and the for Green Lantern and the wristband things, power bands that make your Space Ghost's powers.
That seems pretty rad.
But what happened to the Space Ghost dons the lantern ring and Hal Jordan puts on the power bands?
These are questions that I want
answered. Actually read. Yeah, I would read that one. It's the only one I would read.
I mean, I might look at the Flintstones one out of sheer morbid curiosity.
Oh, no. Morbid curiosity is the last one. And the backup story in Green Lantern and Space Ghost is Rough and Ready, which is a really old Hanna-Barbera animated animal thing. They were basically like singer, like jazz club type performers, like nightclub performers and variety show performers kind of things. It's just, it's not even a team up. It's just sort of their history when they're good to the rock bottom kind of thing. So that one, that backup story is not that great. But the main story is awesome.
The backup feature looks great. What are you talking about?
It's kind of like Blues Brothers with animals, but also Rock Bottom. Yeah. Anyway, now for the most crazy one, the one that mystified me to no end. Suicide Squad and Banana Splits.
Oh boy. The cover looks sweet.
the cover actually does look pretty cool. So Banana Splits was like an animal rock band that Hanna-Barbera did back in the day. So basically they end up somehow in the DC universe and Amanda Waller recruits them.
As she is wont to do.
Because they're mistaken for metahumans and thrown in Bellraven. And Amanda Waller recruits them to save the Suicide Squad. Or Task Force X.
Man, some of these are just great, great concepts.
That one is so weird. And then this backup concept is amazing. So Mark Russell is writing thing, which will feature a Snagglepuss. As a Southern Gothic playwright working with an ensemble cast of cultural figures. So Snagglepuss as a Southern Gothic playwright.
Ethan.
Exit stays right, Ethan. Ethan. Which makes sense because now he's a playwright.
Yep. This last one is just good all the way through.
God. So these annuals are supposed to come out March 29th next year. And so that's a thing to keep on your calendar, my friends, because that's crazy.
Mark your day planner.
And last one, this is for me because I love Rurouni Kenshin. Kenshin 3-1, they're getting a re-release of the mangas. Viz Media is re-releasing the mangas in omnibus form. So basically, you're getting three, what would normally be three of the old manga things in one larger book. It's coming out January 3rd. And I quite enjoy Rurouni Kenshin, though I've never read the manga. I've only seen the anime, which I'm rewatching on Netflix slowly. And I mean, it's cheesy because it's old anime.
Yeah, old anime is real cheesy.
Still good, though. I still enjoy it, but yeah, super cheese. I don't know. Do we want to? Should I explain what Rurouni Kenshin was?
Sure.
All right. Well, it was basically Rurouni Kenshin. Himura Batosai, which is his name. He was an assassin / warrior of ferocious power during the Bakumatsu rebellion at the end of the Bakumatsu era, which is an actual thing that happened in Japan. And now in the Meiji Restoration era, which is also an actual time that happened in Japan, heals the wound of civil war. He takes up a new name of Himura Kenshin, and he now has a reverse blade sword, so he can't actually kill anybody and only defends the honor of those in need. So, I mean, it's a fairly stereotypical / trite story, but it's actually really good. And it was extremely popular, because there was the anime, there was a spin-off anime, Samurai X, which was really good. The spin-off manga that was another character. Samurai X was like a prequel. It was him during the rebellion, the Civil War.
Interesting.
Anyway, it's good. I like it. I may pick this up. I may not, I don't know, because I may just watch it, you know, I can watch it on Netflix. Alright, that is what we got for this week. I am on Twitter. You can find us on Twitter. I'm at Dud75, D-U-D-7-5.
I'm at D-U-P-3.
And you can find the show at Geekly News, G-W-E-E-K-L-Y-N-E-W-S. Our website is geeklynews.com. You can find the show notes that you always should have gone to find to watch that DuckTales video. It's mandatory. Hey, I was about to do that. It's mandatory viewing, for sure. And you can also leave comments on the bottom of each page. Or if you want to get in contact with us, you can email us at feedback@geeklynews.com. Tell us that DuckTales is amazing and that that show is going to be the best thing ever made. And that cast is the greatest thing ever cast. Or you can tell us that on Facebook, facebook.com/geeklynews. Or if you're an iTunes user, you can leave us a review telling us that DuckTales is amazing and it's the best thing ever.
Yes, please. Review, please. 4 stars. 5 stars.
4 stars. Andrew is now accepted. It used to be only 5 stars. Now yeah. Andrew's gone. Okay. 4 stars was acceptable.
I lower the bar. might make the barrier to entry a little lower.
All right. That's all we have for this week. We should have another one up before the end of December. I'm just not sure when we're recording it yet.
Yeah, who knows?
So we'll see you sometime in the next 2 weeks.
Yeah. Bye, everybody.